This podcast is brought to you by JewishPodcasts.org. Start your very own podcast today at JewishPodcasts.org. Shema b'ni
b'ni muzar avich. Welcome to the Musa Stories Podcast, delivering short, compelling stories designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Hello, children, and welcome to Musa Stories. If you love this podcast, spread it around. This one is for Parshas Ha'azinu. Who knows the highest scoring game in the history of Major League Baseball? Some of you listening might have been living when it happened. It was back in 2007 at Camden Yards. The Baltimore Orioles were hosting the Texas Rangers. The Rangers won. The final score was Rangers 30, Orioles 3. No one has ever scored more than 30 runs in a 9-inning baseball game, but I am going to tell you a mushel where the winning team scored much, much more than 30 runs. But before I do that, I'm going to explain to you about our emunah of Techiyas HaMesim. That's right, Techiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. If you open up an art scroll, Chinuch Siddur, to page 93, you will see printed there 13 things that a Yid believes that makes him or her want to serve Hashem. The very last one is Ani Mamin, Be'emunah Shelema. It means, I believe that people who died already will come back to life. Every Jew believes this because it is written in the Torah, in our parsha, Parshas Ha'azinu. The pasuk says, Ani omis ve'achayeh. It's Hashem talking. I put people to death and I bring those same people back to life. Wow. That will be some trick. People's dead bodies disintegrate into the earth. After a long time, even the bones go rotten. Some people have drowned at sea, or have been burnt to ashes in a fire. But Hashem knows. He can keep track of all of the billions of particles that used to be a living body. They might even be just floating around in the atmosphere. And Hashem, with his mercy, can reverse the rotting and combine all of the bits and pieces of people back together to be a body. And these people will get their neshamas back in their graves and stand up alive from their graves. Chazal tell us that this miracle of miracles will happen only in the Holy Land. The people who died in Chutz La'aretz will roll through underground tunnels until they get to Eretz Yisrael, and then they will come out of the ground alive as well. But why? Why will Hashem make this happen? Isn't it good enough to have an Olam Haba where people's neshamas go? No, no. Hashem wants to perfect this Gashmias world. This is the world that the Bnei Yisrael came into being. This is where Hashem told everybody that the Bnei Yisrael is my Am Segula. Hashem let all the nations know that Jews are his favorite and that he will look after us and he will protect us. The nations were angry about this. Shamu amim yegazun. And since then, the world has been at war against us Jews. You might be living in a friendly country. Good, Hashem should keep it that way. But somewhere in the world, there is trouble for us. In every generation, the haters of the Yidden are making plans to finish us off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Matzileinu Miyodom. But many, many times it has happened that evil Goyish nations were winning this war. You surely have heard about the Holocaust. The Germans made a war against all Jews during World War II. They killed millions of Yidden, men and women, old and young. And people wonder, are the Jews really Hashem's protected nation? this is what happens to the Yam Segula? What, Hashem lost his strength and he can't protect us? Now, kids, there are many very good answers to these questions, but I am here to explain one. And my answer is that this is the reason for Tichias HaMesim. Hashem will make a miracle that the Yidden who were killed through the hands of the evil Gentiles throughout the ages, those Yidden will come back to life. Those Yidden are only like sleeping in the earth. It's just for now, temporary. But when Tichias HaMesim happens, those Yiddish tzaddikim will all wake up alive to watch Hashem punish the nations of the world. And so, in the end, the Jews will win this war. And now for the baseball mashal. Let's say that the Yankees are hosting a baseball game against the Orioles up in New York. And everyone knows that the Yankees are going to win. They're the best ball club in Major League Baseball over the past years, right? And the Orioles are this real Nebuch team. They're the underdogs. So the visiting Orioles are up to bat first, and they strike out quickly. The Yankees are scoring home runs and batting in runs every inning until the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now Yankees 32, Orioles 0, nil, zip. You hear that? It seems that the Yankees are crushing the Orioles. The Orioles can't even get on base. Most of the fans have left by now. Already by the sixth inning, half of the stadium emptied out. They figured, why fight the traffic out of the stadium at the end of the game? We know who's going to win. But now, only a handful of Oriole fans are left. And it's the Orioles' last chance, again, to bat at the top of the ninth inning. All the concession stands are closed by now, and the security guards have all but left. The janitors are busy sweeping up all the litter in the empty bleachers, and many sections of the stadium are already dark. And then the runs start coming in. Grand slams! 4 points at a time. Those few Nebuchadnezzar Oriole fans are the only voices cheering, and the O's are catching up. 12 points to 32. 16 to 32. 20 to 32. And then finally, the Orioles score the 32nd point, and the game is tied. The Yankees are nervous now. The Yankees never thought that they'd have to take this game into the ninth inning, but it's not final. The Orioles continue to score more and more and more and more. The score goes up to 100 to 32. Unbelievable, 200 to 32. 2,000 to 32. 20,000 to 32. 200,000 points for the Orioles to 32. The game ends and the Yankees forfeit. Completely overwhelmed. Completely exhausted. Absolutely wiped out. What was thought to be the biggest blowout in Major League history turns around to become the biggest upset in Major League history. And the Orioles win the game, 200,000 points to a pitiful 32. Shame on those Yankees. The best team in baseball is made to suffer the most crushing defeat. That's the mashal. Now you can understand the nimshal. This world is like the first eight innings of the game. The evil Gentile nations are represented by the Yankees, and the Yidden, they are the poor Orioles. The Yidden are the underdogs in this war. Generation after generation, the Yidden are getting beaten. Pogroms, expulsions, inquisitions, holocausts. And it seems that the war is over, because once the Yid is killed, he's dead. That's the end, no? No. It's not the end. Hashem is able to make Yidden alive again. Dead is not the end. It's just sleeping. And this war against the Jews is not over until it's over. Do you remember in the story those last few Oriole fans? Who do they represent? They represent, in real, me and you and all the from Jews that have not given up in believing that the Yidden are going to last forever, and they're going to win in the end. Most of the world has long given up hope. They think, maybe long ago, the Jews were something special, but not anymore. The Those are the fans that left the stadium long ago. They thought, the Jews will never win, Orioles will never win. Kids, the real end is coming soon with our King Mashiach and Tehillas HaNesim. The whole world will hop. Yes! The Bnei Yisrael are Hashem's Am Segula. The Yidden really are number one. And we were right for waiting and not giving up hope for this. It's our Emuna. The ninth inning will be such an astounding miracle. It will send all the Gentile nations away in shame. So friends, do not despair. Moshiach's almost here and will be number one again someday. For more stories, visit our website, musostories.com.